How you guys doing tonight? Welcome back to the Hipster Midnight Hour Podcast. Appreciate you guys for tuning in, viewing these things. Hope you really love it. Give me some feedback sometime. I really enjoy feedback. I love hearing what you guys got to say. I love receiving these topics because they really keep me going and lets me know that people are engaged and active, and I really appreciate that. So tonight's topic is going to be ignorance, and I got that from my girl, aka Robin, at iChristine. I'm gonna actually spell it for you because she spells it real different. It's X instead of C in Christine. And the topic I think I just said was ignorance. This is honestly a very great topic because everybody, and when I say everybody, I mean everybody, has dealt with an ignorant person. Whether it's been siblings, friend, you know, somebody random on the street, some teacher, anything. A lot of people have dealt with ignorant people. Oh, excuse me. It's getting mad late over here, but, you know, shit don't stop nothing. So my song of the night is I Refuse by Boogus and Russ. And Russ, they're best friends, if you don't know. Anybody who needs a Russ playlist, let me know. I have a friend that sent me the best Russ playlist I've ever listened to in my life. It really goes hard. The book of the night is Fahrenheit 451. If you don't know what that book is, or you never heard of that book is really dealing with knowledge versus ignorance. Which does you better, which suits you better. And I'm going to really discuss that book a lot in here. I don't have a word of the night tonight. The quote of the night came from Christine when she actually offered me this topic. She said, ignorance is bliss until knowledge becomes key. All of a sudden, you're locked out. And that was some of the toughest shit I read. And I don't want to say a while, but it's one of the toughest shit I've been texted. You know, it's pretty crazy because ignorance is bliss until knowledge becomes the key. Everybody feels their box or whatever they know is sufficient to life. It'll get you around until knowledge really becomes that thing that you really need to move from this place to the next place. But you don't have that. The people around you may not even have it because you stuck with that comfortable circle of yours and now you're locked out. Instead of being able to go to that seven figure range, you're stuck in the struggling $70,000 a year range because you felt your decisions and your choice was the only way to go and nothing else could happen. These other people that made it and did what they did was out of luck. So you're spiteful, you're hateful, you dislike them. And hate, as I will continue to say, only is because you want what that person has. Ignorance is a purposeful sense of being blind when it comes to knowledge versus ignorance. When someone is ignorant, they're choosing purposefully to be blind. It's not a disease. It's not something that just sweeps people. It's their personal choice, their lack of knowledge, their unwantingness to really expand their viewpoint. And that's what keeps people so held down when it comes to knowledge and these things, because those that really don't care to learn those things will forever be blind. And when it comes to those who fill themselves up with knowledge, you always feel trapped when you're around those people. And the more trapped you feel, the more it is to be manipulated by what they think. The more chances there are to be manipulated by what they think. Why? Because, like I said before, humans are sponges. If we're in an area where we're only being talked to by ignorant people and our mind isn't able to flow the way we want it to and we can't express in the fashion that we'd want to, all we're taking in is these different forms of ignorance. And the more that replays in our head, our brain is like a tape recorder. It really replays everything that we've ever seen or heard. The more we take that in, the more that becomes our subconscious thoughts. And now we're ourselves becoming blind to more and more things. Ignorance is a horrible, toxic thing, and it sucks to be around because it can leave you trapped in a box, trapped in society's box. And Fahrenheit 451 really shows that. It's, on one side, there's characters that have knowledge. And there's, I believe, an ignorant person within the group, but wants to be knowledgeable. They're just ignorant to certain things that they do. And ignorant isn't like a full-on personality or anything. Ignorance is strictly lack of knowledge in a specific subject, field, or person, thing, you know? That's what ignorance is. So ignorance is not a person's entirety. It's a person's lack of knowledge in something. And
excuse me.
Ignorance and lack of knowledge isn't usually viewed as a good thing, but in certain situations, people feel they are happier not knowing the truth. And truthfully, when you live blind to the world, and that's when, like, parents will allow their kids to age and age and age and not tell them what the world really has and what the world is really going to bring to them and how the world really plays a different role. And these kids will live this shelled life and this protected life. And they're so ignorant to what the world really is going to throw at you that they're much more happier in that shell than they ever been stepping out into this real world. And you can see that everywhere. Like, I'm a social media influencer, but truthfully, when I go on to Twitter, I'm not as big on Twitter. I'm really an Instagram influencer. But when I go on to Twitter, there's ignorance left and right and right and left. There's no escaping it. I go on Twitter to laugh because I can't really interact much. But I will be working on going viral soon, so everybody look out for that post. But other than that, it's really just ignorance everywhere and people talking about, oh, I'm sad because nobody told me the world was shaping to this. Oh, nobody said adulthood was this hard. Nobody this, nobody that. But truthfully, you were blind to that. When your parents came home tired after a long day of work, they were exhibiting what adulthood was. When your parents were out there hustling or doing whatever they had to do, they were showing you exactly what adulthood was. Those kids that were potentially around you who might have lost their parents early and they were working early, hustling early, they were showing you what it's like when this world actually hits. But if you chose to be blind to that, you're missing out on great lessons. Every day that you open your eyes, you're able to learn something. It's about choosing to learn that. Ignorance will keep you stuck in that, well, my eyes are fixed on what they know mindset. And for those who's been in a hood, been to the hood, been in trap situations, been, you know, doing those things that those kind of people do, I've been there. It's easy to get trapped in that mindset. It's easy to get trapped in that blind mindset to, oh, I could just sell drugs and I'm going to be good forever. Or I could rob and I could do whatever and I'll be good. But it doesn't work for long. And those that choose not to learn that, excuse me, I'm so sorry. But those who choose not to learn that get stuck in that vicious cycle. And a lot of them end up going to jail, coming out repeating, because what they knew before going to jail is, son, if I sell this pound, I come back, get a few more than, get a bunch more, not even a bunch, get a few more dollars than I had with that pound. And now I'm just flipping and flipping. I'll be good. So all I got to do is work on getting a pound again. But they won't plug that knowledge that they have or that hustle that they have into something wise, into something new that they can learn. They rather use it and be stuck in that same revolving society that they're in, instead of becoming something better for themselves. Like, nothing is more dangerous than sincere ignorance, purposeful ignorance, and stupidity. Nothing is more dangerous than that. But the greatest enemy of knowledge isn't ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge. And one of my favorite quotes that combat that is, I actually got it from Kevin Gates. It's, in a room full of clowns, I can't be a part of the circus. Why? Because when you have a bunch of people who blindly believe in the same thing, like Trump supporters, for instance, when you have a bunch of people blindly believing in the same thing, it starts to become dangerous because they feel the more people that know about this and feel this way, they obviously know something that these other people are choosing not to know. But really, it's backwards. You're uneducated on the fact that in the Trump case, immigrants started this country. After these immigrants came and started the country, they went and captured more immigrants and made them develop and cultivate the country. And when they broke free and were finally able to do, now I don't even want to say able to do what they wanted to do, because Africans and Africans and African Americans are still trapped in this society. But when they finally, when those slaves who helped run those revolutions, who helped win those revolutions, gained that knowledge and broke away from that, okay, slave mentality and being stuck in the cycle of being slaves, stepped out and won those revolutions for the fellow slaves, it still continued. Now we have our Spaniards coming to this country, and they were actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, in Texas before we even had Texas. And then we had that big old war and try to take over Texas. Those are immigrants moving through all of these places. But those who went to school and were blind, just looking at the fact that, oh, okay, America came and won this war and now it belongs to us, so we didn't invade, we won this fairly through war. War is a very ignorant battle. I tell my people all the time, like, there's people that have told me, yo, why didn't you just join the army? Well, one, I'd never sell my soul to the government. Two, I'm not fighting a war that I know nothing about. I'm not fighting for people just to go fight. There's stories of soldiers who, I just recently heard this story about a soldier, a group of soldiers who went at sea going towards, I think, Iraq or something. And on their radar, there was no enemy bombers or anything. I believe they're in like a submarine or something. They were in no enemy territory or anything like that. And they had a message come from their home base saying, okay, there's an incoming missile. Prepare for something. And a soldier looked at the other soldier and said, son, we weren't sent out here to go to war or to protect the sea. We were sent out here as the reason to start this war. Joining the army creates ignorance. You believe you're going to fight for a better cause, but truthfully that cause is nothing more than people trying to take over more stomping grounds and control something, instead of letting the world flow. Instead of us all reforming and taking our own personal control back, we're all trying to find the quickest way to money. Okay, we'll go help you. We'll go help you take over this country because you're going to give me a check and maybe some life protection, but I know you don't give two fucks about me. There's generals that do care, but there's also those that don't, just like teachers. There's teachers that care and there's those that don't. There are teachers that are ignorant and there's those that aren't. But ignorant students and ignorant learners would go and say, okay, everybody's bad, everybody's horrible. Excuse me, they won't choose to look for the good. That's the difference between somebody who's knowledgeable and somebody who's ignorant. An ignorant person will look at somebody they don't like and just compare everybody to that same exact person. A knowledgeable person will look at somebody they don't like and find the better perks of the next person and continue to do that as they go. And those that fit the description of the ones that they don't like, they push them away. And they keep on finding those that help them and keep on building in that form. People aren't entitled to their opinion, truthfully. They're just entitled to what they were informed about based off opinion. And that's really how life revolves. People aren't like, people claim so much that they're entitled to their opinion, but truthfully, you're just entitled to the information you received to conjure up that opinion. Because if you really cared about something and you really wanted to know something, you'd research it. If you really wanted to know about a person, you'd figure out how to talk to that person, how to get more information out of that person. But if you choose to just go off of somebody else's word of mouth, and make that your argument over a topic or over a situation, you lost. No matter the circumstance, the knowledgeable person may shut up, but that's their knowledge. They know, as soon as my point got across, I don't need to speak anymore. My point is out there. If you choose to keep bantering, it's just unnecessary breath. It's a waste of oxygen. And God knows we don't know how long we have on this earth, so why continue to waste it? You know, so you're only entitled to the information that you receive that builds your opinion. You're not entitled to your opinion. Your opinion came from fallacies. Now, if they're coming from fact and you can back them up and back them up and back them up with real fact that you can prove, now you have something working for yourself. But if you're just going off of, oh, he say, she say, you're just part of that circus. You're in that room full of clowns and you're part of that circus. People need to learn to separate themselves, but separating yourselves is something scary. Like in the book Fahrenheit 451, there was, like I said, there was a group of knowledgeable people, but the rest of society was ignorant. They were blind. In Fahrenheit 451, the government controlled society by keeping people locked into ignorance. And with them being locked into ignorance, it allowed the government to carefully control them with precise manipulation. Like, they eased in these different ways to control these people. And I actually researched that book before doing this, and I think that book was actually banned. And I'm going to try to get me a copy, but if you can't get a copy or listen to the Audible, I highly recommend doing so, because that book really explains why it was banned. Other than the fact that a Bible was burned in the book, but that's just people not wanting that specific knowledge. Every religion, every Bible holds a different form of knowledge. And when you find that one that attaches to your soul, then you find the God that you want to follow. The Bible was burned because of the power that the Bible holds, the strength that it holds, the knowledge that it holds. And people in that society of the Fahrenheit 451 society knew that if people were able to continuously get their hands on this, there were certain people that can still wake themselves up. But if you choose to stay asleep, nobody's going to wake you up forcefully. It's all a choice. Some of the sadder people in this world know some of the most things there is. Why are they so sad? Because there's so many people blind to all the things that are going on. There's so many people that are just ignoring the fact that all these things are going on. And they don't want to do anything about it. They don't want to help themselves. They don't want to help others. They're so focused on the fact that they feel they know so much that anything else that tries to come at them can't be true. Because if they haven't learned it yet, it's not true. It's not real. Ignorance is the refusal to learn. It is a refusal to try and understand viewpoints of other people. It's a refusal to understand viewpoints other than your own. If one is not willing to step outside of their own viewpoint and understand those viewpoints of these others, they will continue to be ignorant. Racism exists strictly because of that. This hatred towards Spanish people and Mexicans that Donald Trump is bringing is because they've never stepped into those shoes. And the lack of knowledge that these people have, they don't realize how much work that these Spaniards have done for this country and how much they do in today's society. From building things to some of the best food in the country. Really. How many people do you know, like, people started Taco Tuesday? Tacos originated from them. And there's no, like, joke intended with that. That's all seriousness. All these buildings you see built, who do you normally see working on them? Do you see white, rich Americans? No, you see a bunch of Mexicans making a living for themselves. But I don't even want to say we. Well, I can say we, because it's we as a society. We all together are fighting this battle. We are ignoring that. And we're not educating other people on that. We're just arguing, oh, everything should stop. But if we begin to educate these people on that and forcefully make them learn, even though ignorance is a choice, they don't want to learn. If we force it upon them, they'll understand. At some point, somebody will understand. And it's about those who are willing to go through the battle. Honestly, I'm willing to go through that battle. But how many people really are willing to sacrifice that? How many people really are willing to have those conversations? Me personally, I don't like wasting breath. So you gotta use your knowledge and figure out who can be changed, who's speaking based off of what they were informed of, and who's speaking off of real purebred emotion. That's psychology. A lot of people feel psychology is unnecessary, but that's psychology. If you learn that, learn how to read people, you'll be able to tell the difference in who you should host and who you shouldn't host conversations with. And I got a few ways to ignore ignorance written down, so I'm going to just go over those really quick. Ways to avoid and ignore ignorance is by ignoring the ignorant person. If they're bothering you, just disregard them. Walk away from them, truthfully. That's actually my second one, walk away. Someone's in your face and you know they're ignorant, they're fixed on what they believe, solely believe, and they don't want to hear nothing else, just walk away. Don't waste your time, don't waste your energy, just walk away. Don't feel soft for walking away. Just know you're doing yourself a favor by walking away. Also, another way is to distract yourself. Me, when I'm talking to people who I know are so stuck on a one mindset means all mindset, I distract myself. You could be talking to me and trying to fill me in on something you believe in so strong. Not even believe in something you heard so strong. And I'll pick up my phone, I'll be texting, you'll probably hear me play a video. I'll do all of that just to distract myself. Why? Because I'm not going to let your, I heard, opinion put a bump in my road. And most of you should not either. If ignorance is within your family, your best bet is to keep family situations peaceful. I've dealt with ignorant families. My family and other families, I've dealt with them. Ignorance is bliss, you know. That family will be happy and peaceful together. Why? Because they're all stuck in that same belief. But when you come along with that knowledge and you try to drop it on them, it's a different battle. And you're just creating a different battle for yourself. And a lot of people don't want that. So just keep conversations peaceful. Don't change anybody's opinion. Don't even try to rub anything onto anybody. If you need to talk to somebody, reach out to those close to you that understand. Those close to you that believe like you do and know what you know. You know, and that'll keep you nice. When it comes to ignorance at work, stay as professional as possible. A young black man went viral the other day on Twitter because he had recorded his incident with these racist white women. And he stayed as professional as he could. And he got through the situation. A bunch of famous people over here quoting him. His manager congratulated him. It's not all about these congratulations and all that, but it shows when you stay professional, can't nobody speak down on you. And that stigma that you had does not live on. Stay professional when you're at work. You don't got to break for nobody. Another way to ignore ignorance, when ignorance is pushed upon you, try to understand that person's perspective. As someone who isn't ignorant anyway, you must be pretty good at understanding perspectives. So understand their perspective. Maybe they're talking because, yeah, they don't know much, but they want to seem like they know much. You know, the greatest enemy to knowledge is the illusion of knowledge. So they want to feel like they know a lot. So understand their perspective. Does this person know something or do they want to seem like they know something? And then ask yourself why they feel that way. Why do they feel like they got to talk that way? Instead of listening, just try to understand their perspective. Another great way is to practice empathy. I'm not really going to go into depth with that. That one kind of explains itself. And the last one is rise above. Rise above the situation. Don't meet eye to eye. Don't level yourself with it. Just rise above it. This is my opinion on ignorance, how I feel and how I deal with ignorant people. And if you find something that helps you out through this, I advise you use it. It'll be very helpful. It'll, you know, combat a lot of those situations that we all
have with people we really don't want to talk to, we really don't want to interact with. Ignorance is a disgusting disease that is very curable. That's all I have to say about ignorance. Thank you guys for tuning in again. Talk to you next time.